in the literary fictional characters, we've got Sherlock Holmes, Peter Pan, and Paddington Bear. Are there any more? Just wondering. We're going to talk now to Hazel Baker, who is a personal tour guide from Footprints London, and she's on the line now. Hello, Hazel.
Hello there.
Now, when you're guiding people around London, do you point out many statues?
Sometimes, depending on the type of walk and the type of people that are on it, particularly for those who are not familiar with London and its history, it gives a nice visual representation to a person that you're talking about. So they do help like that.
So pick some of the ones that you may stand in front of and speak a bit about.
Okay, well, one of my favourites is Henry VIII, that's Bartholomew's Hospital in Westmithfield.
Right.
It's the only, well, apparently London's only public statue of King Henry VIII.
Yeah.
And I like his stance. He's standing there full frontal, he's got his codpiece out, his shapely calves. It really gives a lovely idea of what that man is about. He even has his crown over on the top of his hat. I mean, it's so over the top, it's fabulous. And of course, then you can talk about how he is linked with the hospital and how he granted St. Bart's Hospital to the City of London in 1546. So it's a nice start, an introduction to the man before you then go into the delves of the history of the hospital itself.
Okay, so Henry VIII is a particular favourite.
Yes.
Any others?
Yeah, Queen Victoria on Blackfriars Bridge. That's always a particular favourite. Two reasons. A, she was an amazing woman, especially when you're talking about being a woman in leadership, looking at also with the new Blackfriars Bridge, how commerce and growth of London and i.e. the nation was supposed to be coming across that bridge. And also, if you look at that statue, the dress, the crinoline dress actually falls over the piece. So it's got a nice movement there. And it's great to see her not as a young, beautiful woman, and also not the old, stout woman that we know as well. She's somewhere in between, holding her sceptre and her orb, you know, trying to be a leader and a defender of the faith at the same time.
So if you're taking tourists around, are they particularly interested in royalty, would you say?
I think so. Maybe it's because they're the people that they maybe know, are familiar, particularly with the Tudors,
yeah.
With Henry, and of course Queen Victoria, with a lot of the films there. Another one would be Sir Thomas More in Chelsea.
Right, now I would have thought would be much less well known.
Yes, but of course the Tudors again, with the TV series, has really helped raise his profile. But what I kind of like about it is it's a statue from 1969. So it's modern. It's got plenty of bling. And it's set in a perfect scenario looking across Chelsea Embankment onto the Thames. So there's lots to talk about with his area, because, of course, that's where he had his house in about 1520. So you can link him with Henry VIII because they know him.
Talking about blingy statues, again, it links to one of your other people. The Albert Memorial has to be surely the blingiest statue in all London. I mean...
Oh, totally.
It's so camp. It's ridiculous.
But that was all the idea about Victorian grandeur and over-the-topness. Think about Smithfield Market.
Well, think about St Pancras Station, yeah.
Absolutely. The bigger, the better for them.
No, they did. They certainly loved a bit. And the Albert one is just so preposterous. I mean, I'm glad it's there, but it's completely mad. What about do you ever point out really little statues that people might not notice? I mean, I don't know if you know the it's hardly a statue, but the mice coming out of the wall in the city and things like that.
Yeah, I try and do that. And there's a few different mini statues and like St Anne's in Soho and little things like that. But unless you've got a story, and of course a lot of the walks are based on themes. So if it doesn't tie into that theme, then sometimes it's just easier to walk past if they don't notice it. If they ask, then it's a bonus.
Do you ever do a Sherlock Holmes walk or anything?
I don't myself, but we do have Robin who does them on Footprints in London.
Because I'm just wonder how many people really think he was real. I mean, you know, you see lots of them queuing up outside his house, in inverted commas. And I'm convinced that a fair amount think he was a real person.
Oh, totally. And the same with Doctor Who. I mean, with the Sherlock, with the same story outside Bart's hospital. And, of course, there's the messages there in the phone box saying, you know, Sherlock still lives. So I think it's part of the London's wonder and the success of a lot of literature is that people actually believe them. You know, same with King's Cross with a 9 3/4 back form now.
Oh, yeah, King's Cross. People are queuing up to have their photo taken there, aren't they?
Quite conveniently with a shop next door.
Oh, well, that's very handy. Hazel, it's always handy to have the shop next door. If people are interested in the tours, where can they find out more?
Yes, they can go to footprintsoflondon.co.uk.
Thank you very, very much, Hazel Baker there. And we're continuing.